With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana's unemployment rate dropped in July as the state continued its rebound from the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. The state's unemployment rate was 6.4% for the month of July, down about a percent from June. Montana has one of the lowest unemployment rates in the U.S., well below the national unemployment rate of 10.2%. But unemployment in Montana remains higher than pre-pandemic levels, with about 1,800 fewer jobs. In the race for the Montana governor's seat, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney has raised more than $725,000 over the last 2 months, while his opponent, Republican U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte, raised more than $580,000 over the same time period from donors. Shaylee Rager reports.
Cooney has raised about $1.8 million total and has about $670,000 in the bank for the final months before Election Day. Gianforte reported Thursday he's raised about $5.4 million since entering the race. Gianforte has loaned himself $2.5 million during the campaign, including $1 million over the last 2 months. He has about $330,000 in cash on hand. Gianforte has spent more than $1.7 million since June compared to Cooney's $209,000 in spending. This is the first reporting period since Montana's primary election and ran from June 15th to August 1st. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Fire crews in Missoula spent the day mopping up the remnants of yesterday's grass fire that scorched the face of Mount Sentinel, just south of the University of Montana. Edward O'Brien reports.
Missoula Fire Chief Jeff Brandt needs only one word to describe the cooperative multi-agency effort to knock down Thursday evening's high-profile 25-acre fire just behind UM Married Student Housing.
Outstanding.
Two helicopters, two single-engine air tankers, and almost 40 firefighters quickly joined forces to suppress the fire, which broke out within city limits on Mount Sentinel.
I mean, that's a valuable resource for Missoula and the city, and so we value the land, we value the forest, and we certainly value those structures up and over into Paddy Canyon.
Chief Brandt estimates yesterday's fire suppression effort on Sentinel could wind up costing roughly $100,000. If someone is held responsible for starting that fire, Brandt says he or she may wind up footing at least part of that tab. He says full recreational access to the mountain was expected to be restored by end of day Friday. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
An investigation into the Sentinel fire start is underway. Montana's 2020 general election ballot has been certified without Green Party candidates for now. The certification Secretary of State Corey Stapleton sent to counties last Thursday includes an asterisk. It notes the secretary and other parties are challenging a Montana Supreme Court decision that upheld a lower court ruling that removed Green Party candidates from the ballot. The certification says if the U.S. Supreme Court agrees to consider the case and stays the Montana Supreme Court ruling before the ballots are printed and mailed, the secretary will be allowed to include the Green Party candidates. Montana reported 142 new lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus today from more than 1,000 test results. More than 1,300 people are sick with the COVID-19 illness statewide. That includes 97 patients who are hospitalized. Three employees working at a Kalispell assisted living facility have tested positive for COVID-19, according to a news release from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The cases were discovered as part of a required employee testing program. One Emmanuel Lutheran resident tested positive in July, but other residents have since tested negative. The Daily Interlake in Kalispell reported today that 14 residents and staff at nursing home Whitefish Care and Rehabilitation have tested positive for COVID-19. Montana Public Radio was not able to independently confirm the information. The state has recorded 89 deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. Petroleum and Carter counties are the only two that have yet to report a single case of COVID-19. Montana has awarded more than $540,000 in grants to healthcare providers so they can help people find affordable insurance plans. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
Hospitals, clinics, and tribal nations will use the money to train or hire counselors through June who can guide Montanans through the healthcare insurance application process, including on the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Riverstone Health CEO John Felton said during a news conference Friday that many of the Billings organization's patients have lost their jobs and health insurance during the coronavirus pandemic. The Yellowstone County Health Officer said the grants will benefit people bewildered by the idea of shopping for a new plan.
The return on that investment will be healthier Montanans who are able to get the health care they need when they need it.
19 facilities around Montana each received $30,000 grants through the Safeguard Access to Care program, which is paid for by federal coronavirus relief funds. Felton said Riverstone Health already offers health insurance counseling, which more than 600 Montanans took advantage of last year. He said grant funding will boost those efforts.
Allowing us to augment training and increase temporary staffing to assure the availability of one-to-one counseling for marketplace insurance enrollment.
Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney said getting Montanans insured helps them receive care for chronic conditions and allows them to access screenings, immunizations, and counseling.
Finding and enrolling these Montanans is particularly important in rural and underserved communities that require more capacity to reach.
Cooney said the grants help fill an outreach gap left by the federal government, which cut Affordable Care Act advertising by 90% in 2017. Montana has an additional $152,000 available for another round of Safeguard Access to Care grants. Open enrollment for individual health insurance plans on the Affordable Care Act marketplace runs November 1st through December 15th. Individuals who lost coverage through an employer can apply within 60 days of losing coverage and may be eligible for price breaks. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
You're listening to Montana Public Radio.